This is Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and I'm glad you've joined. Wayne County also faces the problem of not having enough employees. Right now, one in four county jobs is vacant, with more than half of those positions in the county's criminal justice system. Why are these jobs vacant is one of the questions, and what does Wayne County need to be doing to fill them? To talk about all of this, we've got Ray Basham here with us. He is a Wayne County Commissioner for District 14. Ray, welcome to Detroit Today.
Well, it's good to be here.
Yeah. So talk about why there's a shortage of staff working for Wayne County. How did we get here?
It didn't happen overnight. It's not going to be fixed overnight. We have actually been on a trend that's actually coming back now, but you can't just cut health care and cut wages and expect to keep your employees. And you had mentioned the sheriff's department. Nobody wants to be a jailer for 25 years under the current conditions. But we're in the process of building a new jail, which will require less manpower, which will be state-of-the-art for housing folks, and also not just the folks that you're housing, but also the people that have to monitor them. So, I mean, if you look at the condition that the sheriffs are working every day on, they're not good. As a matter of fact, I'm pleased that the administration and the commission came together. There was the Marine Patrol from the Sheriff's Department were actually walking on pallets to go out and get in a boat and go out and pull up bodies out the river. I mean, that's not the way you treat employees. Hmm. They currently have a double-wide trailer, which is going to be replaced. We just voted on that to put a triple-wide in. But the raccoons are crawling up through the floor. And these are people that actually do, they're basic people that go out and save lives. And so when you look at the, for example, the Henry Ruff, where the clerk and the sheriffs have a satellite building, that building is horrible. And quite frankly, we can't wait till tomorrow. We got to start doing things today. The gun range, the lights, the toilets, everything is so outdated. It's terrible. So, we're in the process of trying to do the funding and trying to get everybody on board to try to make life better for employees of Wayne County.
Yeah, we should note that Luis Aguilar, who's a reporter for the Detroit News, was the person who reported this one in four jobs being short. But I wonder if you can talk about the possibility, I guess, that Wayne County is competing with jobs or with neighboring counties for people to fill these jobs. Is this a question of other counties doing better by their employees than we do here in Wayne?
Well, not necessarily. And quite frankly, I'm a sheriff's reserve, and I ride with them to try to learn and to try to grow as a person. We had a young man that was riding, doing undercover work with the sheriffs. And the next time we went on patrol, I said, well, we use a nickname for him. And where's he at? Well, he left and went to Detroit PD. They paid a little bit more money. And so the other thing, too, when you first hire him on the obligation for the county is we're obligated to have our sheriffs are jailers, first of all. But nobody wants to be a jailer for 25 years, so you have to offer other things. It's not just about the money. Secondary road patrols is a plus for the county. Marine patrol is a plus for the county. Doing parks, doing undercover things once a week is a plus for the county, because that way it allows those sheriffs/jailers to get out and actually do some other law enforcement and make them feel a little bit more fulfilled. So it's not just money. It's also health care. We got to make sure that we provide proper health care for employees. And we got to be competitive. But competitive is not just in wages. That's what a lot of people aren't talking about.
Sure.
It's also their work environment.
So the county in recent years has faced a lot of pressure, a lot of financial pressure, to lower costs, and that includes in employee costs. And the county executive, Warren Evans, has done a lot to negotiate with employees and also just kind of make some decisions about how much cost there can be given the financial restraints. Can you talk about that tension and how we relieve that in order, as you point out, to be able to do better by employees to keep more of them?
Well, the thing of it is, again, I think certainly Mr. Evans and also the commission, we are working together to try to retain employees, to try to hire new employees. And it's not just the sheriff's office. We have half the auditors, and that's your audit for Wayne County, we have half the auditors that we had, 10, 12 years ago. And yet we save with just eight auditors, we actually with 1.7 million in efficiencies. And actually last year, we had 100% compliance. So when you work together, in the sheriff's department, the thing of it is, we as governing, I vote, I'm one of 14 commissioners, I'm sorry, 15 commissioners that vote on contracts and all those sorts of things. But you need to work with the administration. The administration needs to work with us. We've had our moments where the administration didn't, and now I honestly believe it's as probably as good as I've seen it, that we actually are working together. We are getting things done. We're on an increase in trying to hire more employees, and that requires training. And also, to be a sheriff, you don't have to be MCOL certified, but we're paying for their schooling, to go to Schoolcraft College, became MCOL certified. There's a lot of things that we are doing that don't make the headlines, that actually where the commission and the administration work together to try to retain employees and hire new employees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in all departments. That's DPW, again, staffing, all sorts of staffing, but the sheriff's is certainly a high priority.
Sure. I'm talking with Raymond Basham. He's a Wayne County Commissioner for District 14. We're talking about the staffing shortage that Wayne County faces. One in four county jobs, according to a report in the Detroit News, is vacant. What do we do to fill those jobs? What kind of effects are the emptiness of those jobs having on service delivery here in Wayne County? Would love to hear from you, the listeners, as well. Give us a call and let us know how you think we ought to fill these jobs. If you're noticing the effects of these job shortages, also would love to hear from folks, if you work here in Wayne County, what that looks like from your side. Ray, can you talk a little more about the effects outside of the sheriff's office for service delivery? How would people be able to see the impact this is having?
Well, the thing of it is, we get a lot of calls, about, and I'll give you an example, about potholes, about people are complaining about how bad the roads were, and then you start fixing them, and then now we're getting calls, a lot of calls on, you've shut down this road, I can't get to work, I got to take a different road. All this stuff, if you're in government, you're always going to get calls and complaints, and you try to respond as best you can. You're not going to fix everything immediately, but if you move in the right direction, if you try to do the best you can with your job and work with others, then you do get some things done, basically.
Yeah. But I'm going to go back to the phones here. 313-577-1019 is the number on the phones. Let's go to Robert in Detroit. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi. I noticed that county government seems to be the one I like the least in terms of getting things done. A lot of county roads have sidewalks that are all broken up and stuff like that. And there's always, every time you call about it, they say that there's no money. And your guest said, we have money to house inmates. And I was struck by that word. I thought, house them or rehabilitate them. Isn't there a way that maybe we can train people that are incarcerated to either do some of the physical work or some of the office work that needs to be done, and you know, give them a skill set so that they can be reintroduced back into society?
Great question, Robert. I think we should note before I have Ray Basham answer that most of the people who are housed in the Wayne County Jail are pretrial inmates. In other words, they are not people who've been convicted and sentenced to be in prison. They're just being held, waiting for the process to play out. And so there is less of an eye toward, you know, long-term programming and things like that. It is really about housing, and I think we do a pretty bad job, actually, of expediting things in the criminal justice system so people don't sit there for a really long time. But Ray Basham, I'll give you a chance to answer as well. We've only got about a minute and a half left, though.
Yeah, I actually agree with him, except, again, like you said, it's short term. I had actually talked to Mayor Duggan about people that are actually, if you're a felon, if you fill out an application to get a job and you're a felon, usually you get, denied. And so Wayne County, City of Detroit, and others, now that's not going to be where you have to check the box to get a job. We as a society was actually pushing people because of that, checking the box was pushing people back out on the streets, and eventually they wind up doing the same thing because they can't find a job, because they can't be employed. So I still think we should partner with Wayne County Community College, the county, City of Detroit, and others to try to rehab and create jobs for people. There's good-paying jobs like arborists and things like that, all sorts of good-paying jobs. If you give folks some training, I'm a former employee of Ford Motor Company. We used to have 58 skilled trades. Now they got less than 8. So if you're not teaching people to be skilled trades person, the society don't need everybody that goes to college. Some folks need to have a skill set that actually allows them to make a decent living and have health care and raise a family.
Yeah. Okay, Ray Basham, Wayne County Commissioner for District 14. Really great to have you here to talk about this issue. Thanks for joining us on Detroit Today.
Sure. Have a great day.
That's going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to talk about what President Joe Biden says during the State of the Union, which is scheduled for later today. If you like this show and enjoy listening to the program in general, you ought to share it with your friends, with your relatives, maybe even people you just kind of met, and maybe they're not sure if they're friends of yours yet. You can find us on WDET.org or on our Detroit Today podcast, which you can download wherever you get podcasts. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.